Hello, and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for winter 2017, and is presented to you by readers Dotty, Margaret, myself, Dave, and our sound engineer is Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. Topics in this issue include your festive waste and recycling, your new website, the Christmas light switch on and fun day, and the Stoneham Park underway. Following the newsletter is a special supplement on the new leisure centre at Fleming Park, which is due to open to the public on the 28th of November. Now here's Dotty with the first item.
Residents help shape their community. Over the last few weeks, almost 1,000 local residents, groups and businesses have taken part in our survey entitled Shaping Your Community. The Council would like to thank everyone who has participated, as their comments provide the Council with invaluable feedback that will help inform the emerging local plan. A local plan provides a framework for guiding future development in the borough over the next 20 years, including houses, schools, employment land, roads and transport, medical facilities, together with parks and open spaces. Whilst waiting for technical studies and surveys to be completed on the emerging local plan, the Council has asked local residents, businesses and community groups what is most important to them within their community and the new communities that will develop over the coming years in the borough. This survey was designed to capture what aspects of the local community that local people valued most. For example, some of the options included access to affordable housing, protecting the environment and transport. These results will help the Council gain a better understanding of what residents would like for the future of the borough. To date, almost 1,000 local people have had their say. Collation of the results continues, but early findings show that top priorities, in order, are reducing traffic congestion, countryside gaps between settlements, air quality and noise, medical facilities. Residents have also told us that public transport is a significant issue. Future consultation. The Council is set to consider its local plan on Monday the 11th of December at Hilton at the Aegeus at 7pm. All are welcome, and whilst there is generous parking, we would encourage car sharing where possible. The public will have an opportunity to comment on the specific date and options within the local plan as part of an extensive consultation next year following the December meeting. For further details about our local plan, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/yourcommunity. Competition. Win the ultimate Christmas gift bundle worth £450 at the Aegeus Bowl, a pair of England versus India test match tickets, four Hampshire T20 blast tickets, four ball at the Boundary Lakes Golf Course, spa day for two at the Afori Spa, Sunday lunch for four at Beatty's Restaurant. Visit website aegeusbowl.com/EBC News to enter. Three prize bundles to be won.
Waste and recycling. Your festive waste and recycling collections. A summary of all collection dates during the festive period is shown below. Remember, you can also sign up to My Eastleigh website, my.eastleigh.gov.uk, to receive reminders for all your bin collections. Your additional household waste. Each household is entitled to place one additional black bag of waste alongside their black bin for the first household waste collection after Christmas. Any other additional waste will not be able to be collected and will need to be taken to your local household waste recycling centre, TIP, for disposal. Recycle your Christmas tree. Recycling collection points for real Christmas trees have been set up around the borough. Trees can be dropped off between the 2nd and 15th of January at the following collection points: Branbridge Garden Centre, Branbridge, Lakeside Country Park, Eastleigh, Haskins Garden Centre, West End, Fair Oak Garden Centre, Fair Oak, Woodhouse Lane Car Park, Hedge End, Mortimer Road Car Park, Botley, Hound Parish Hall, Woolston Road, Netley. If you subscribe to our garden waste scheme, we will collect Christmas trees under 4 feet tall on your scheduled collection day. Just place it next to your garden waste bin. Here is a list of collection dates. Normal collection day, Monday the 25th of December. Revised, Wednesday the 27th of December. Normal day, Tuesday the 26th of December. Revised, Thursday the 28th. Normal day, Wednesday the 27th. Revised, Friday the 29th of December. Normal day, Thursday the 28th. Revised, Saturday the 30th of December. Normal date, Friday the 29th of December. Revised, Tuesday the 2nd of January. Normal date, Monday the 1st of January. Revised, Wednesday the 3rd of January. Normal date, Tuesday the 2nd of January. Revised, Thursday the 4th. Wednesday the 3rd of January. Revised date, Friday the 5th of January. Normal date, Thursday the 4th of January. Revised date, Saturday the 6th of January. Normal date, Friday the 5th of January. Revised date, Monday the 8th. Normal date, Monday 8th of January. Revised date, Tuesday the 9th. Normal date, Tuesday the 9th of January. Revised date, Wednesday the 10th. Normal date, Wednesday the 10th of January. Revised, Thursday the 11th. Normal date, Thursday the 11th. Revised, Friday the 12th. Normal date, Friday the 12th. Revised, Saturday the 13th of January. Recycling plastics. It's got to be a bottle. To help our residents put the right plastic items in the right bin, you simply have to remember that if it's plastic and a bottle shape, it can go in your green recycling bin. A short video that explains which plastic items can and can't be recycled can be found at the website eastleigh.gov.uk/plastics.
Healthy Communities, Helping to Prevent Type 2 Diabetes, by Dr. Roland Fowler, GP at North Baddesley Surgery. Local people who may be at risk from type 2 diabetes can benefit from a new free diabetes prevention course to help them lead healthier lives and reduce the chance of developing the disease. If someone in your close family already has type 2 diabetes, if you are overweight, or if you have high blood pressure or cholesterol, you may be at risk. Making simple changes to your lifestyle can reduce the likelihood of becoming diabetic, and in some cases help people to lead a life completely diabetes-free. The course consists of 4 weekly meetings, beginning with a one-to-one with health and well-being coach, followed by a further 8 monthly meetings. We know from the results of health checks that there are many people locally who are at risk of becoming diabetic. And there are other local people who haven't seen their doctor for a while who are unknowingly at risk. The free course aims to inspire people to make the small daily changes that can make such a significant difference to their health and well-being. If you're interested and want to know more, ask your GP about the diabetes prevention course and visit the website West Hampshire CCG, that's all one word, westhampshireccg.nhs.uk, or you may email whccg.communications@nhs.net.
Council approves plans for new Parklife football hub. Eastleigh Local Area Committee approved detailed plans for an exciting new football facility that could see the creation of a Parklife football hub, the first in the South East region. The new Parklife hub will be located at Monk's Brook playing fields in Eastleigh and will significantly increase the provision of local football pitches for local people to enjoy. The proposed site on Stoneham Lane will consist of 3 full-size floodlit 3G all-weather pitches, together with 3 grass pitches, a clubhouse, changing facilities and car parking. The facility will also become home to the Eastleigh and District Mini Soccer League. Parklife is a new programme funded by the Football Association, FA. the Premier League, PL, and Sport England, which aims to improve participants' playing experience and increase football participation at grassroots level. The aim is to create sustainable football hubs around the country, which help to reduce the game's current reliance on pitches provided by local councils. Eastleigh Borough Council and Southampton City Council are working in partnership to develop the regional football hub. Following 18 months of consultation with the FA Sport England and the PL, a £3.8 million grant application is pending to enhance the Monk's Brook facilities. The result of the grant application will be known before the end of the year.
Get voting for the 2017 Eastleigh Sports Awards. Nominations are now open. The Eastleigh Sports and Physical Activity Alliance, SPAA, is pleased to announce the launch of the Eastleigh Sports Award 2017. The ceremony will take place at the Hilton at Aegeus Bowl on Thursday the 8th of February 2018, and nominations are now open for you to put forward an individual, group or project that deserves to be recognised. The awards celebrate the success of sporting talent in the borough and honours unsung heroes in a range of categories. The organisers, Eastleigh SPAA, presented 11 awards at the Eastleigh Sports Awards 2016 presentation earlier this year, which was well received by nominees, sponsors and guests. A lovely local event just shows what talent we have in the area and why it is worth supporting people. The Council's Cabinet Lead for Wellbeing, Councillor Alan Broadhurst, said the Eastleigh Sports Awards are a celebration of success, highlighting the many talented and dedicated local individuals and groups who contribute to making sports possible in our borough. This is a fantastic opportunity to put forward your nominee to be considered and recognised at this prestigious event. To view categories and nominate, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/sportsawards. The deadline for nominations is midnight on Sunday the 3rd of December 2017.
A greener borough. Local people have saved £17,000 by switching energy suppliers. You too can join the saving by using our energy switching service. Working with independent energy switching service, Energy Links. We've made switching as easy as possible. Residents who have switched already have collectively saved over £17,000. Our switch service searches all the suppliers to find you the best deal in minutes. Don't be one of the 30% of households who've never switched, spending more than they need to on energy bills. So switch energy suppliers with us. You could save over £400. 20% of all switchers between 11th of August and the 9th of October achieved a saving of at least £400.89. Switching will not only save you money, but will help us to support someone vulnerable in our borough. For each switch, we receive a fee that we'll reinvest into making homes more energy efficient for those in need. So, why switch with us? You could save hundreds of pounds a year. Our service is independent of any energy company. It's hassle-free. You'll get a quote in minutes. There's no need to change your direct debit. There's no gap in service. And finally, we highlight all the Energy Switch guarantees energy providers. Get your quote online now by visiting the website eastleigh.gov.uk/switch. Ask your supplier for a smart meter now. Everyone will be offered a smart meter by their energy supplier as part of a national upgrade to our energy system. This means an end to estimated bills. No more having to read the meter, and no more strangers coming into your home for meter readings. Once you have a smart meter, you'll get accurate bills from your energy supplier, just like your phone bill. The phone number is 023 8068 8274. And the website is eastleigh.gov.uk/smartmeters, which is all one word. Truly independent MOT testing. do you need a reliable, comprehensive and completely independent MOT testing service? Eastleigh Borough Council's experienced team of professional mechanics test around 2,000 vehicles every year. We don't offer a repairs service. If your vehicle fails, we'll only advise you on what work is needed to get it through a subsequent test. But we offer a free retest if a vehicle is brought back within 10 days. To book, go online at eastleigh.gov.uk/MOT booking, all one word.
Your council, your new website and customer account coming soon. The council are pleased to announce that we will soon be launching our new look and feel website that aims to make finding what you need on our site much easier. We will also be launching your new online My Eastleigh account. Here, you'll be able to view some useful information that's tailored to you and your property, such as your next bin collection dates, planning applications in your area, your council tax balance, or your local councillor. Over the coming weeks and months, more council services will be added to your My Eastleigh account, so you can raise a request for service from many of our departments in one place and at a time convenient to you at any time of the day. Better still, you will also be able to track progress or make further comments on requests you have raised within your account. It will all be mobile friendly too, so you can check your account information from any mobile device. If you already have a My Eastleigh account, you will soon receive a notification asking you to re-register with a new password. It's quick and simple to do. Not comfortable using or don't have access to a computer? Don't worry, our customer service team will be there to help and support you via the phone or in person during our opening hours. We simply want to ensure that those who would like to and are able to can use the enhanced online service. Look out for the new website coming soon and watch this space for more information about your new and enhanced My Eastleigh customer account.
Universal Credit. Eastleigh now operating a full service. Eastleigh Borough Council is now operating a full universal credit service, which means that new claims for housing benefit from people of working age will be managed by the Department of Work and Pensions, DWP. Please note, however, that a few exceptions apply. Universal credit is a new type of benefit designed to support people who are on a low income or out of work. The new system is based on a single monthly payment and replaces six existing benefits: housing benefit, job seekers allowance, employment support allowance, income support and working child tax credits for all working age claimants. If you need help with rent, you will now need to make a claim directly to the DWP, but you will still need to contact the council directly for council tax support and complete an online application. It is very important that there is no delay in claiming universal credit or council tax support, as you may lose out. If you receive one of the six benefits listed previously and have a significant change in your circumstances, you may automatically move over to universal credit. Its online services allow you to make a claim, check details of payments, notify changes in circumstances, and search for a job, all through one account. Find out more about Universal Credit at website eastleigh.gov.uk/universalcredit. If you have any questions about Universal Credit, please email revbens@eastleigh.gov.uk. That's revbens@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Support for local businesses. Find out how your business may be eligible for business rate relief. Firstly, supporting small business scheme. This will help businesses who are losing some or all of their small business rate relief due to a change in their rateable value at the revaluation and are facing large increases in their bills. We will assess and award relief to eligible properties. Public house relief. Eligible pubs can receive up to £1,000 for 2017-18, which will be assessed and calculated on a daily basis. There is no relief available for properties with a rateable value of £100,000 or more. local discretionary relief. This will assist business ratepayers who have significant increases in rate value and liability due to revaluation. Relief can be claimed where the property or properties have a rateable value of £100,000 or less and there has been more than a 3% increase in the charge. Relief will be given up to a maximum of £5,000. You may visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/reliefs for more details on eligibility for the scheme.
Economy. Borough is the first choice for businesses. Over the last few weeks, a number of high-profile companies have chosen to site their businesses in the borough, providing more jobs and helping to contribute to the local economy. Two national retailers recently opened new stores at Hedge End. The opening of Smith's Toy Superstore's brand new flagship store at Bradby's Retail Park in August provides a huge range of toys, video games, bikes and baby products. The new store provides 60 new jobs in the area, with most of the roles going to local people. The new Pets at Home store and veterinary surgery opened at Hedge End in September and provided retail roles together with new grooming and veterinary positions. Located at Hedge End Retail Park on Tollbar Way, Hedge End, the impressive new store is 7,000 square feet and offers a wide range of products plus grooming services. A Vets for Pets veterinary surgery will also open in store and will be fully equipped with digital x-rays, ultrasound facilities and an on-site laboratory. Nationwide courier and logistics company DX Network Services has become the first company to take a unit at Alpha Park, the major new industrial and warehouse development in Chalmersford. DX Network Services will use the new unit to service its home delivery contract with IKEA. As the logistics company continues to expand its operation in the south and add it to its workforce in the area. Construction consultants Curry and Brown has co-located two of its offices in Southampton and Fareham to new offices at Botley Grange Office Campus at Hedge End, following the merger of the Curry and Brown and Sweet Group businesses last year. The two businesses from Portsmouth and Southampton are now delighted to have found new offices at Hedge End, which provide around 25 staff with a great environment in which to work and provide the business with space for growth. Cabinet Lead for Economy, Councillor Derek Pretty, said, "It's great to see so many companies choosing to site themselves in our borough. These businesses are providing jobs for local people and contributing to our local economy. I am pleased to welcome them and wish them every success."
Botley Bypass, Council bids for £10 million. A joint bid for £10 million to help deliver the planned Botley Bypass has been submitted by the Council. The application for funding, in partnership with Hampshire County Council, has been made under the Marginal Viability Fund as part of the Department for Communities and Local Government's £2.3 billion Housing Infrastructure Fund. Council leader Keith House said the Council has been working hard over many years to bring about a bypass for Botley. The Council recognises the benefits it could bring in terms of addressing traffic from nearby developments outside of the borough and reducing congestion and traffic flows through Botley Village Centre that adversely affect air quality and the quality of life for local residents. The proposed bypass will divert traffic from the main A334 through Botley, north onto Woodhouse Lane, and then southeast onto the new bypass alongside the train line. It would then rejoin the A334 just before the railway station. Traffic calming measures would be introduced in the centre of the village. A second bid has also been submitted for upfront strategic highways work to help improve the local road network on land west of Horton Heath. The bid will now be considered by the Homes and Communities Agency, with decision expected either later this year or by early 2018.
Popular Arts and Crafts Market sets up a stall in Eastleigh Town Centre. Shoppers will have an extra reason to pop into Eastleigh Town Centre with the arrival of Burton Gert's Craft Market. The specialist Arts and Crafts Market complements the existing market and will be setting up stalls once a month in Wells Place providing shoppers with an exciting array of handmade items and bespoke gifts. The arrival of the popular market will add yet another dimension to Eastleigh's already lively and bustling town centre. Bert and Gertz is a family-run business founded by brothers Mark and Jason Wilkes. It was established with the aim of supporting and promoting small local businesses and bringing marketable arts, crafts and vintage items to a wider audience. Speaking about setting up in Eastleigh, a spokesman for Bert and Gertz said, "We are thrilled to be coming to Eastleigh as we believe our ethos of supporting small local creative businesses and mission to raise the profile of arts and crafts chimes with that of Eastleigh Borough Council. Visitors will be in for a treat. Our market will give them a chance to shop for unusual, one-of-a-kind gifts and items, many of which will never be found on the High Street. Bert and Gertz Art and Crafts Market takes place on the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Wells Place, Eastleigh."
What's on? Lights and fireworks spark, countdown to Christmas. Eastleigh Town Centre is counting down to a dazzling Christmas 2017. The festive season officially gets underway on Saturday the 18th of November with a day of family Yuletide fun and festivities in the main shopping area. A spectacular firework display is the climax of the free day that starts at 11 a.m. and features Santa's Grotto, entertainment, live music, a fun fair, a mini farm for the children and a variety of market stalls, including Bert's and Gertz, selling vintage items. The Torchlight Parade is a particular highlight and begins at 5 p.m. and the Deputy Mayor, Councillor Chris Thomas, joins Santa himself at 6 p.m. to switch on the dazzling snowflake and star-themed lights. Eastleigh's wide range of retailers, combining big brands with niche stores, will be entering the busiest time of the trading year. Chair of the Eastleigh Local Area Committee, Councillor Wayne Iris, said, "Eastleigh Town Centre is an excellent place to shop and visit during the festive season, and our Christmas lights switch on and family fun day is a great way for local families to start the celebrations. The council has worked closely with Eastleigh Bid and other partners to make sure that our lights display and events will attract visitors and will benefit local traders. Find out more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/Christmas.
Winter Open Studios. Looking for a little festive inspiration? Visitors to Eastleigh Town Centre will have the chance to browse and buy beautiful local handicraft toys just in time for Christmas at the Sorting Office's annual Winter Open Studios. Throughout the open weekend, which takes place on the 18th and 19th of November from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m, visitors will be able to browse the designer maker studios, meet the resident artists and take part in a range of craft activities and demonstrations. The event is also a fantastic opportunity to shop for an array of high-quality goods, both from the resident designer makers and a number of local artists who will also be setting up shop at the studios. A spokesperson for the Sorting Office said, "The Sorting Office's popular Winter Open Studios is always a warm and welcoming event with a real Christmassy feel, and this year aims to be no exception. Our fantastic resident artists, as well as a variety of other local designers and crafters, stop at nothing to make their studios and stalls bright, friendly and festive. The amazing variety of talent means there really is something of interest for everybody." The Sorting Office Winter Open Studios in Wells Road, Eastleigh Town Centre, takes place on the Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th of November from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Entry is free.
The Point and the Bury Theatre. Christmas at the Point. Celebrate the festive season at the Point with a packed programme of theatre for families alongside exciting new seasonal events. This Christmas, the Point Youth Theatre presents two joyous adaptations perfect for the whole family, with The Gingerbread Man from the 30th of November to the 2nd of December and Sleeping Beauty from the 19th to the 24th of December. Both productions are written by local playwright Matt Beams and feature an ensemble cast of talented young actors. Alongside the venue's original productions, Commotion Dance presents Where is Christmas from the 15th to the 17th of December. This magical interactive production features live music and is made for children aged 5 and under. The Point presents a new, for 2017, Bavarian-inspired Christmas Beer Fest on Friday the 8th of December, featuring a selection of craft ales and delicious street food with live music from the Black Cat Boppers. Christmas parties at The Point. Celebrate the Christmas holidays this winter with friends, family or colleagues at The Point with an exclusive party lunch and theatre tour experience. The venue offers a delicious two-course meal made with locally sourced ingredients and is priced at just £15. For further information and to book tickets, please visit the website thepointeastleigh.co.uk or you may phone the box office on 023 8065 2333. Gift vouchers. Give the gift of experience this season and treat family and friends to a memorable night out at the theatre. The venue's gift vouchers fit any budget and are valid for any programmed event, pre-show meal or class at The Point. Christmas at the Bury Theatre. This Christmas, the Bury Theatre welcomes one of the country's most loved family theatre companies, Pickled Image, with Santa's Little Trolls. Pickled Image tells the story of Jeremy. Jeremy really, really loves Christmas. All he wants is for each Christmas to be perfect. Mince pies, stockings, mistletoe, and especially, and this is the icing on the Christmas cake, lots and lots of snow. Running throughout the festive season, that's 14th to the 31st of December, Santa's Little Trolls is packed full of silliness, laughter, and stunning puppets. Just perfect for all aged 2 years and up. For further information and to book tickets, please visit the website theberrytheatre.co.uk or you may phone the box office on 023 8065 2333.
Culture and Arts. New film addresses the issue of child sexual exploitation. A new film drawing on the thoughts and experiences of young people in Eastleigh is shining the spotlight on the hidden crime of child sexual exploitation, CSE. Suspended in a Sunbeam tells the story of Kay, a 14-year-old schoolgirl whose life is turned upside down when she meets George at a party. Thrown into a world of older men, drugs, drink and exploitation, Kay finds herself losing hold of her friends and family as she defends her developing relationship and ultimately suffers at the hands of her aggressors. Funded and supported by Eastleigh's Community Safety Partnership and written and directed by The Point's Theatre's Drama Development Manager, Daniel Hill, the film is designed to stimulate conversation by addressing the issues of CSE through a story that engages the viewer's imagination. For the film, Daniel and his team worked with young people from Eastleigh to find out where the issues of sexual exploitation sit as part of their everyday lives, as well as professionals in the field of the subject matter, including Hampshire's Willow Team and Hampshire Constabulary. Speaking about Suspended in a Sunbeam, Daniel said, "Even if just one person watches the film and thinks about how they've been treated, if it helps one person to realise what exploitation really is, then it would have been worth it." Suspended in a Sunbeam will be shown in secondary schools throughout Hampshire to open the way for informed conversation about difficult subjects such as manipulation, exploitation and abuse. For more information, visit website sunbeamfilm.co.uk. If you would like to support or sponsor this excellent initiative, please contact daniel.hill@eastleigh.gov.uk.
The Point receives cash boost to support young dancers. The Point Theatre has received a grant of £115 million to deliver an exciting new project that will give young dancers in the region unrivalled career and development opportunities. Awarded by the Linbury Trust, the notable arts foundation founded by Lord and Lady Sainsbury, the cash injection will be used to build on the already outstanding dance training and support the Lee Road-based venue offers to young performers and artists. As part of the ambitious programme, fueling the next generation of dance artists, the theatre will set up links with the internationally renowned Rambert School of Ballet and Contemporary Dance in Twickenham. This unique partnership will provide first-class opportunities for young dancers from 14 to graduate level and will include performance platforms, specialist training and mentoring by world-class artists, all intended to provide clear pathways towards their professional careers. The Point's Dance Development Manager, Vicky Hargreaves, said the Point has identified significant gaps in dance provision, leading to young people slipping away at crucial moments as the ladder of training is not available locally to them. With support from the Lingbury Trust, we will now be able to support the development of young dancers in the early stages of their career through potential world-class artists. For more details, visit website thepointeastleigh.co.uk.
Housing and development. Mayor gets first phase of Stoneham Park underway. The first stage of the Stoneham Park community development officially got underway when the Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Mo Sollett, was on hand to dig the first area of land along Stoneham Lane. The first phase of a vibrant new community between Chestnut Avenue and west of Stoneham Lane in Eastleigh will include 560 homes made up of a mix of 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 bedroom homes. Nearly 200 of the new homes will be affordable, i.e. for rent and shared ownership, through VIVID, Hampshire's largest provider of affordable homes. In addition to the residential development, this application includes the new Brighton Green Avenue Park, open space in the centre of the site, with two children's play areas and tree-lined corridor links. The Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Mo Sollett, said, "I'm delighted to officially get this new exciting development of Stoneham Park community underway. It will provide enhanced facilities for all Eastleigh residents and provide much-needed affordable housing, allowing local people to be able to have a home of their own." Work is underway on new homes at Hatch Farm. Construction is underway at Hatch Farm in West End, where 98 new homes, including 35 affordable properties, are being delivered in partnership between Eastleigh Borough Council, award-winning housing provider Radian, and Southampton-based construction business Drew Smith. The new development will include a mix of 1, 2, 3 and 4 bedroom homes, including bungalows, available for affordable rent, shared ownership and open market sale. It will also deliver additional benefits to the immediate area, including woodland extensions, improved pedestrian access links to adjacent recreational areas, and a new public skate park and enhanced open space areas.
Council takes charge of Horton Heath infrastructure. Eastleigh Borough Council's Cabinet has approved funding to purchase an area of development land with a view to developing a new community, including around 1,400 new homes. The deal will see the council purchase the land that already has outline planning permission on land bordered by Burnett's Lane, Moor Green Road and Charlecroft Business Park at Horton Heath. As landowner, the council will be able to shape the development in terms of the quantity, mix and tenure of the new homes. Council leader Keith House said, "This is a great opportunity to bring forward an existing development site and ensure much needed infrastructure is delivered alongside rather than after new homes. This is an exciting opportunity to take control of a scheme to deliver much needed homes together with new roads and open spaces whilst providing other significant community benefits." He added, "The council can ensure the mix of houses really does meet the needs of local people, such as social housing, a market rent and family homes, and that the development comes with the right infrastructure and full range of community benefits." The council will now progress negotiations with the landowners and partners to ensure the most effective delivery of the scheme. Ensuring right homes are in the right places. The council has successfully refused applications for development from a number of applicants on land across the borough and successfully defended its decisions at a number of subsequent independent inquiries. This included refusing planning applications for up to 225 residential units plus a 60-bed care home on land to the west of Hamble railway station. Up to 90 houses on land at Mallards Road, Burzerdon. Up to 300 houses on land at Grange Road, Netley. Up to 140 houses was also refused on land at Bubb Lane, Hedge End. Council leader Keith House said the council is committed to delivering the homes that are needed for the future, but they have to be in the right places.
Your local area, Eastleigh. Community mural nears completion. A project to design a mural that aims to brighten up the graffiti-covered Velmore underpass in Eastleigh is nearing completion. Created by Eastleigh-based illustrator Denise Hughes, with support from Eastleigh Local Area Committee, ELAC, and First Wessex Housing Association, the mural features a bustling park scene with Velmore Community Centre at one end and the Leisure Centre at the other. It also contains a number of flowers, bees, butterflies and other insects which were designed by local children in two workshops run by Denise at the Velmore Community Centre. Speaking about the project, Denise, who is based in Eastleigh's thriving designer-maker studios The Sorting Office, said, "I'm hoping that the mural will lighten and brighten the underpass and make it fit in better with the area, because the surroundings are now so lovely around the parkland development. The area has been subject to graffiti in the past, so I wanted to get the community involved in the project in the hope they'll really look after it." Town clock restored. The pillar clock in the shopping precinct outside Sainsbury's has been restored. Day-to-day maintenance has been undertaken by the council, but 17 years on, the local landmark needed an overhaul. Work including new movements, controller and cover glass, together with the repair and restoration of the gilded pillar, has recently been completed. New service piloted for young people. Advice and support services for young people on subjects ranging from jobs and housing to money management and sexual health are being piloted at the Energy Youth Centre in Lee Road. The Energy Hub service, created after consultation with wider welfare services in Eastleigh, is aimed at 16 to 25-year-olds and offers a relaxed environment in which to get information and guidance. It will run from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Fridays during term time, and the pilot run ends until the end of January 2018. In addition to the advice service, amenities at the Energy Youth Centre include a shower, washing machine and cooking facilities. The Hub welcomes volunteers, so if you feel you could spare a couple of hours or make donations, including food and clothes, please contact email sian.westwood@groundwork.org.uk.
Cabling work under Monk's Brook. Work to improve the local electricity supply will see a major cable laid under the Monk's Brook in the Parsfield Avenue section. Areas of Fleming Park around the works may be closed off, but no trees will be impacted by the works. Please don't feed the pigeons. That is the message from the council and local traders who are seeing unnaturally high levels of the birds in the town centre. The cost of cleaning up after them is increasing and it's proving difficult to keep the town looking its best. The cost of this work is paid by the council, local businesses and residents alike. We are appealing to all visitors in the town centre to avoid feeding the pigeons and make sure food is put into the litter bins. The food can also attract vermin, such as rats, so we are also working to reduce the number of nesting and roosting sites, especially in vacant properties. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. In Eastleigh, that's at 7 p.m. on the 21st of November and the 30th of January, and is held in Eastleigh House. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, please visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC, that's E-L-A-C, or you may contact Guy Riddock, Area Manager, on 023 8068 3369. Or you may email him at guy.riddock, that's R-I-D-D-O-C-H, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Bishopstoke Fair Oak and Horton Heath, Christmas carols in Fair Oak Square. It is getting Christmassy in Fair Oak. The Fair Oak and Horton Heath community will come together on Monday the 11th of December to sing Christmas carols around the Christmas tree. School choirs will be performing and there will be plenty of stalls to browse. Please remember to bring a torch. The event will run from 6pm until 8pm. Lapstone becomes community asset. The Lapstone in Horton Heath has become the first pub to be registered as an asset of community value, ACV, in the Eastleigh Borough Council area. Community campaigners worked to secure the ACV nomination to save the pub with Eastleigh Borough Council. The local watering hole had been threatened with closure after it was put up for sale earlier this year. Thurston Business, a Chalmersford-based soft drinks company, made a successful offer for the Lapstone due to reopen on the 5th of November. Panto time with Aladdin. The panto season is coming to Fair Oak Village Hall. The Hall's trustees, in association with Hurricane Productions, present Aladdin, the firm family favourite featuring the great pantomime dame, Widow Twankey, and the evil villain, Abenanza. The panto takes place at Fair Oak Village Hall, Shorts Road, Fair Oak, on Saturday the 16th of December at 2pm. Tickets are £8 for adults, £6.50 for children under 12, and £26 for a family ticket for four people. Tickets are available from the Village Blooms or the parish office. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Bishopstoke Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 7pm, 29th of November and the 24th of January. Stoke Park Junior School. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH or contact Andy Thompson, Area Manager, on 023 8068 8357, or you're able to email him at andrew.thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Burseton Hamble Le Rice and Hound. The Hamble School, the journey to good and beyond. In March 2017, the Hamble School was judged as good with outstanding leadership and management. The school has come a long way since 2014, when it was judged to require improvement. It is a school where the culture has been completely transformed, Ofsted 2017. Integral to the dramatic improvements at the Hamble School has been the drive for academic excellence without losing the focus on ensuring that students are happy and confident young people. Despite sitting more rigorous GCSE examinations, the students at the Hamble School achieved excellent results across all curriculum areas. Lisa Croke, head teacher, said, "The students and the local community were ready to embrace our shared vision for improvement, and I have been delighted by the support I received from parents and the local community. Our aim of being a high-performing local school of choice has been realised." Lisa added, "Students at the Hamble School thrive in an ambitious and scholarly climate," Ofsted 2017. "And the school continues to go from strength to strength with an environment where everyone has the chance to succeed. Our motto is achieving excellence together, and we'd like to thank all those involved with the school for enabling this to happen." Progress. As well as continuing on its journey to be a high-performing local school of choice, it is also offering a range of exciting opportunities for the community. These include the launch of the Progress Zone, a smart conference room offering new laptops and an interactive whiteboard, making it an ideal space for meetings, workshops and conferences. If you're interested in hiring this space, please contact the school at email general@thehambleschool.co.uk.
Library construction underway. The Hamble Library and Community Space development continues. Demolition of the former Barclays Bank in High Street has now taken place, slightly later than expected due to difficulties disconnecting services. A contractor has been appointed and construction will get underway very shortly. Skip Day at Netley. A skip day in Netley over the summer helped residents to dispose of unwanted items. The Burslem, Hamble and Hand and the Council's Direct Services team supported VIVID housing in the waste disposal scheme, providing two skips for local use. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. And for Burslem, Hamble, Arise and Hand, it's at 6 p.m. on the 23rd of November and on the 25th of January. Hamble Primary School is the venue. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, please visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH, or you may contact Matt Blythe, that's B-L-Y-T-H-E, Matt Blythe, Area Manager, on 023 8068 8311. Or you may email him, matthew.blythe@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Hedge End, West End and Botley. Upgrade approved for Itchen Valley Country Park. Plans to improve Itchen Valley Country Park have been backed by Hedge End, West End and Botley, H-E-W-E-B, councillors. The exciting proposals include expanding the cafeteria and introducing an indoor play area to the West End attraction. The cafeteria will double in size and the indoor play facilities are bound to be popular, especially during wet weather. Outdoors, a new trail featuring wooden play equipment for children to explore is being created. It includes a friendly musical tiger. Community groups benefit from grants. Local organisations will benefit from the annual round of HWEB, H-E-W-E-B, community grants. Funding has been approved by the Local Area Committee, LAC, and the application process concludes on Friday the 10th of November. Bids will be considered by a panel of local councillors who will make recommendations to the LAC in January. Last year, over 35 different grant applications were received and several of the successful organisations will feature in the Borough News with details of how the grant has been used. Mill Gardens Play Area. Consultation with local residents about the design of a new play area for Mill Gardens in West End is now underway. We hope the play area will be delivered by summer next year once Southern Water's pipeline works have been completed.
Addressing parking issues. Priorities for traffic regulation orders, TROs, in the local area have been discussed by the LAC. Most of these are where the need for double yellow lines have been identified by residents, the police and councillors in areas that have parking issues. Consultation with residents and businesses is taking place on 10 TROs and two traffic studies are underway for West End High Street and Ivy Lane West End. Congratulations. Congratulations to local Hedge End GP, Dr. Ruth Paday, who's been awarded the British Empire Medal. Dr. Paday is a founder member of the Teenage Drop-In Centre, now known as the Young People's Wellbeing Service, which was set up to improve the health and well-being of local people. Their website is teenagedrop-inhedgeend.co.uk. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m, 22nd of January, 12th of March, 2000 Centre. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website easley.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website easley.gov.uk/heweb or contact Julia Burt, Area Manager, on 02380688437. julia.burt@easley.gov.uk.
Chandlesford and Helsingbury. Postboxes. Royal Mail are in year four of a five-year cycle to refresh all of their street furniture in the UK and are painting around 31,000 postboxes this year. Postcodes SO50 and SO53 have now been completed, and Chandlesford now boasts lovely shiny red postboxes. Supersports. Participation in sporting activities on offer for young people again proved really popular over the summer. Taster session costs were limited to a booking fee to enable everyone to take part, and they could be followed up by joining local groups and clubs. Adults also took up the opportunity to try new activities, and many were surprised at the fun they had and declared their determination to continue to be more active. Skate Jam. The ever-popular Skate Jam was held again this year. The rain looked as though it was going to spoil the day. However, in the end, it dried up, and Team Extreme were able to run a scooter, BMX and skateboard competition. The event was a great success, with approximately 50 attendees throughout the day, despite the weather, and that's an increase on last year. There were also a great range of ages, including families with younger children through to older teenagers. It was also great to have two police community support officers in attendance.
Success for Extrav. Once again, the fantastic efforts of the organisers of the Extrav, a popular community event held at Hiltonbury Recreation Ground, provided a wonderful day of family fun. The event included a chance for local groups and charities to have stalls, exhibitions in the main area, cake and other tasty food, as well as fairground fun, bouncy castles and much more. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Chandlesford and Hiltonbury, 7 p.m, 17th of January and the 14th of March, the Dovetail Centre. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website easley.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website easley.gov.uk/CFH or contact Min Partner, Area Manager, on 02380688439. min.partner@easley.gov.uk.
Local nature reserves get a makeover. Holcombe Mead Local Nature Reserve at Chandlesford has received a much-needed makeover thanks to a £28,000 grant from Veolia Environmental Trust. The grant funded the installation of 88 metres of new boardwalks and two bridges in the reserve. The Council's Chandlesford and Hiltonbury Local Area Committee, LAC, have also provided £7,000 towards this exciting scheme to provide safe access for all the community to the reserve and its wet woodland, and will connect the reserve with the wider path network in the area. The work was undertaken by contractors together with volunteers from the Friends of Holcombe Mead, an independent volunteer group that helps the Borough Council manage the reserve. Chair of Chandlesford and Hiltonbury LAC, Councillor Pamela Holden Brown, said, "I'm really delighted with the new boardwalks that were made possible with the support of the Veolia Environmental Trust. It's great news for the reserve and the people that enjoy the plants and animals as they walk through this quite peaceful area. The new boardwalks and bridges will enable more people to visit, value and appreciate this hidden nature reserve."
Special supplement about the new leisure centre at Fleming Park. It's here. The South's newest leisure centre, Places Leisure Eastleigh, opens at the end of this month. developed by the Borough Council, the replacement for the popular Fleming Park Leisure Centre off Parsfield Avenue has taken 19 months to build and will welcome its first customers on Tuesday, the 28th of November 2017. Co-funded by Sport England, who contributed £2 million to the scheme, the new sports, health and fitness venue is built to a very high specification and offers the very latest in facilities and equipment. Making Places Leisure Eastleigh a reality. Work got underway on the replacement for Fleming Park Leisure Centre on Friday the 29th of April last year, when Eastleigh's then Mayor, Councillor Jane Welsh, joined Council leader Keith House and the Council's partners in the scheme to turn the first turf on the site adjacent to the current building. Before that, consultation with local residents and centre users identified the most important elements to incorporate into the new building before designs were worked up with the award-winning AHR Architects Limited. Places Leisure Eastleigh is an impressive building and one that is designed to complement its parkland surroundings. Once inside, floor-to-ceiling windows in most areas will provide impressive views of the surrounding trees and green space. Interserve Construction Limited won the contract for the build, and their policy for sourcing local subcontractors wherever possible brought an added economic benefit to the area. Interserve received the Considerate Constructors Gold Award for their close attention to factors including safety, community relations and environmental good practice during the build. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "It is great news that Places Leisure Eastleigh has opened on schedule and within budget. I'm sure that residents and visitors will join the council in being absolutely thrilled with the finished result and will congratulate AHR Architects and Interserve Construction and their subcontractors together with the council officers driving the project on a job well done. As well as offering superb fitness, sport and leisure facilities for all the family, Places Leisure Eastleigh will be the flagship for promoting well-being and healthier lifestyles across the borough, in line with our ambitions for a healthy community. The construction cost of the new centre is covered by the extended contract with Places for People Leisure, with whom the council has had an excellent partnership over the years. This means that the build comes at no cost to Eastleigh's council taxpayers.
A place with the state-of-art features. Places Leisure Eastleigh's state-of-the-art features include an 8-lane, 25-metre main swimming pool, an increase from 6 lanes on the previous centre, a larger learner pool with an adjustable floor depth that makes it versatile and accessible for a range of users. In addition to the Learn to Swim programme, it will host inclusive sessions and activities, including Aqua Relax, the 15 badminton court-sized sports pool, one of the largest in the south, that will accommodate a variety of activities and events. A huge state-of-the-art fitness suite boasting the latest cardiovascular and resistance equipment. It will provide a visual focal point from the outside of the building when lit during the evening. Spacious studios for dance, aerobics, yoga, Pilates and other group exercise classes. 4 squash courts with a movable wall to create a doubles court. A cafe that opens onto Fleming Park and provides an outdoor seating area. The centre will accommodate a range of young children's activities, including the multi-storey soft play and creche. Other activities for the younger audience include mum and baby programmes, swimming, gymnastics and trampoline lessons. Outdoor facilities include a refurbished full-size all-weather pitch, 3 improved five-a-side pitches, 4 brand new full-size tennis and netball courts with a distinctive blue surface.
A place for health. Places Leisure Eastleigh will be the flagship for the Council's pioneering Health Works programme that underpins the Council's ambitions for healthy communities across the borough. PFP Leisure are providing £10,000 worth of in-kind support annually to promote the HealthWorks team's active lifestyle projects as part of their deal that secured the naming rights to the new centre. Based on the centre's purpose-built health hub, Health Works is a 12-week physical activity referral scheme designed to help people improve their health and become more active. The service also offers free health checks to target groups, such as people aged between 40 and 74. The qualified council team undertake health assessments, looking at indicators including cardiovascular fitness, blood pressure, cholesterol levels and body mass index, and advise on a range of well-being issues. The checks are designed to help prevent a range of conditions, including heart disease, stroke and diabetes. A number of employees and subcontractors of InterServe took the opportunity to have a health assessment during the build programme. A place for sporting excellence. Local elite sportspeople have been regular users of Fleming Park Leisure Centre over the years, and that will continue with the opening of Places Leisure Eastleigh. Competitive swimmers, Paralympians and Eastleigh Football Club players are among those who will make use of the new facilities. And Places Leisure Eastleigh is also a registered training venue for 20 beneficiaries of the Hampshire Talented Athletes Scheme. A regional place for netball. Netball will feature strongly at Places Leisure Eastleigh, and governing body England Netball will be using the new centre as their South of England training base. The organisation has donated £90,000 towards the construction of the centre, and members will be regular users of the courts in the huge sports hall, as well as its fitness facilities.
A green place. Places Leisure Eastleigh will have strong green credentials in keeping with the council's commitment to sustainability. It features a range of elements aimed at saving energy, reducing its carbon footprint and reflecting best practice in eco-friendly construction. It is expected to achieve a BREEAM Excellent rating as a building that minimises environmental impact and has high levels of energy efficiency. The building will be powered by a newly built energy centre situated nearby, which combines a combined heat and power CHP plant as the centre's primary source of electricity and heating. CHP is a highly efficient low-carbon process that captures and recycles heat. Solar power also features strongly. Almost 300 photovoltaic solar powers have been recycled from Fleming Park Leisure Centre and will generate around 62,000 kilowatts per year, enough to power 18 homes and an annual income of around £25,000. Clever design means that much more is packed into the available space, which is similar in dimensions to Fleming Park Leisure Centre. And there will be no loss of green space after the old building is demolished and the parkland reinstated. New trees have been planted as part of the scheme. The centre will also encourage sustainable transport facilities with ample accommodation for bikes. Places for People Leisure, working in partnership. Places for People Leisure, PFPL, who secured the contract to manage Place Leisure Eastleigh for the next 20 years, have a unique relationship with the council and with local residents. The company, formerly DC Leisure, ran Fleming Park Leisure Centre for 26 years, and many members of staff have worked at or been associated with the centre for several decades, creating a real family atmosphere. For example, PFP Leisure's partnership director, Rich Millard, centre General Manager Joe Parker, Area Manager Pete Leemore and Area Sales Manager Judy Johnson have racked up 100 years between them. Judy even met her husband at Fleming Park Leisure Centre when working as a lifeguard.
A place with history. People in Eastleigh were getting excited about a grand new fitness venue 43 years ago when Fleming Park Leisure Centre opened its doors. The predecessor to Places Leisure Eastleigh was officially opened by gold medal winning Olympic pentathlete Mary, now Dame Mary Peters, Eastleigh's own 1932 gold medalist speedwalker Tommy Green was also invited. Other famous visitors have included actress Britt Eklund, swimmer Duncan Goodhue, football legend Sir Bobby Charlton, and in 2005, another Olympic medalist, Sally Gunnell, who unveiled major improvements to the building. Like its successor, Fleming Park Leisure Centre, which replaced a large sports pavilion in the parkland and was located next to a golf course, was considered to be state-of-the-art with saunas, a solarium, squash courts and two swimming pools. To join the mailing list to find out more about Places Leisure Eastleigh facilities and membership, please contact inquiries at placesleisureeastleigh.org. More information on the project can be found at website eastleigh.gov.uk/leisure-centre.
And finally, our contact details. Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO50 9YN. And the telephone is 023 8068 8000. You may use Twitter, which is at Eastleigh BC, and Facebook is Eastleigh BC. The website is eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to My Eastleigh for an easier way to report, book and pay for our services. my.eastleigh.gov.uk. That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. This was the issue for winter 2017 and was presented to you by readers Dottie, Margaret and me, Dave, and our engineer Susie. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet. Turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet and then post it back to us. There is, of course, no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening, and until next time,
goodbye from us all.